Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Era notte a târziu.
It was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că nu a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stăm și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România mă urmări cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars.
După mine și aici.
So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină.
But it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit.
The light surrounded me.
Și din lumina am auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești tu disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un implicat cap.
I don't have a bed to let my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pentru.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorrah.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. This is Florida. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in one day it will burn.
You've been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea, and today is August the 1st, 2019. We are not live, but we are live adjacent. We're recording this a couple hours early because, I'm going to go spend some time with my girls, and I was here at the office, so killing two birds with one stone. Hope you understand. The big news of the last 2 days has been, I guess, part two, or deux, if you happen to be French, of the Democrat debates. As I told you some time ago, eventually the long knives are going to have to come out. Eventually they're going to have to start stabbing at each other. Again, the only thing that I didn't take into account was how soon it would happen. I was thinking that it needed to get to maybe 8, maybe even 4 candidates before they started stabbing at the previous administration and at its most, I guess, visible and vocal representative, Jose Biden. But no, it started last night, and they were merciless. It's like the Lord of the Flies. It's hilarious to watch, and it's also depressing because they're just trying to outdo each other as far as how much they can give away for free. Even though there's no such thing as free, it has to come from somewhere. So basically, what everyone from Joe Biden on down was saying is that if you're a hardworking taxpayer, be ready to have your wallet pilfered. If you are a hardworking taxpayer, be ready to pay out your nose, because this is their dream, this is their utopia, and how dare you stand in the way. There were quite a few clashes these 2 days. Thankfully, for the sake of your ears, Cory Booker didn't attempt to habla en español again. Es imposible. Look, come on. There's no self-awareness with these people. It's still 20 people, and it's still a clown car ready to jump off a cliff. And now they're trying to apparently conscript none other than Michelle Obama to run for president, even though doubtful she'd win. Most people still have a bad taste in their mouth from the 8 years Obama pretty much single-handedly legislated the nation into near bankruptcy. So even if they conscript Michelle Obama herself, it would be a very difficult hoe for the Democrat Party. But this is just brilliant to watch. Everyone was at everyone else's jugular. The knives came out, and no one was spared, including he that was sainted by the Democrat Party, Barack Hussein Obama. Even he got smeared by those who ought to have kissed the ring and said what a good job he did. We're going to get into that, because there's a lot of good stuff. But we're also going to get into everything that's being promised. Not to people that are necessarily citizens of this country. Not to people that are necessarily here legally even. Look, Joe Biden, who's supposed to be the centrist, kept going on and on about giving green cards to all the illegals, you know, throwing wide the borders. And he got, you know, smacked by Cory Booker because, Joe Biden sort of intimated that it would be nice to have educated people coming to our shores. You know, if they're a doctor and whatnot, give them a green card. And Cory Booker, being Cory Booker, the man who knows no shame, sort of lashed out at Joe Biden. How dare you, sir? How dare you say that we should give green cards only to educated people? That's racist. Everything's racist nowadays, by the way. If you eat chocolate ice cream or if you prefer vanilla over chocolate, you're a racist. The fact that it's being pointed out that there are certain cities within these United States of America that better resemble let's just say, third world countries of the worst kind than they do the most prosperous nation in the world. If you point that out, well, you're a racist. So everything's racist nowadays. So yes, if you like M&Ms, but don't like the peanut M&Ms, because you have a preference, you're a racist. So vanilla ice cream, poo on you, you're a racist too, because you don't eat chocolate. It's gotten to the point that everything is racist, therefore nothing is racist. This is the problem with watering down certain shock terms or shock words or certain accusations that we sling at people. If it becomes a common thing to call somebody a racist, if it becomes a common thing to call somebody a Nazi, if it becomes a common thing to call someone a phobe, whatever phobe that may be, you're inoculated. It doesn't bug you anymore. It's like water off your back. Fine, call me a racist. I don't care. Fine, call me a nationalist. I don't care. It gets to that point where people just tune it out. And it happened very quickly in this country because for so long they've been so over the top with the name calling and the things that they label people. But back to last night and the previous night's cage match. Again, still 20 people in the race. the only one that had the presence of mind to drop out thus far is Eric Swalwell. The man is hopeless anyway. His mental frailty is evident to one and all, and he's like, he was polling in the negative. It wasn't even like 0.1%. And he's like, all right, I'm going to drop out of this. But thankfully, what was it? The governor of Montana decided to jump in, you know, because there was one missing. And so they're still at 20 folks wanting to become the nominee. Just keep that in mind. Let that sink in. These people are butchering each other over wanting to become the nominee of the Democrat Party to go head-to-head against Donald Trump. And if there's anybody with half a mind on the other side, they're collecting every single snippet of the accusations these people level against each other and just play them back for them during the actual presidential, runoff. There's not one person that's going to walk away from this unscathed. There's not one person that's going to walk away from this smelling like roses, because now they've realized it's crunch time. So they need to take out as many people as they can take out. They need to say the most horrible things, though they might be true or might not be true. To Democrats, it really doesn't matter. Truth is irrelevant. It's inconsequential. Did we win or didn't we win? Remember Harry Reid, the man who fell in the shower and gave himself such a black eye that he walked around half blind for 6 weeks? I don't know how you fall in a shower and come away with a fist mark on your face. But Harry Reid, during, what was it, two election cycles ago, when before I – Romney, not my favorite person. I think he's a disingenuous blowhard. But during the debates between the two, it was Harry Reid that floated the idea that Romney hadn't paid taxes. And when the dust settled and Romney lost the election, someone actually asked Harry Reid, what was that whole thing about Romney not paying his taxes? And Harry Reid's only reply was, it worked, didn't it? You have to understand that these people have no aversion about making things up from whole cloth. If you've seen politics of late, especially on the other side, that should be very clear to you. And so Kamala Harris can make up statistics that are untrue. Kamala, I'm sorry, because you're supposed to say it. She's not black, by the way, just so everybody knows. Her daddy's Indian, and her mama's white. But she's more than happy to call herself black. It's got to come out at some point. I guarantee you Cory Booker's going to stab at this one, because he has to. Because Cory Booker is half black at best. He had to make up a gangster named T-Bone to give himself some street cred in New Jersey. All of these people are supremely flawed. And what's worse, all of them hate the average American citizen. They despise you. They despise you to the core of your being, because as long as you are self-sufficient, as long as you get up every morning, you go to work, and you put foot on the table, you are not dependent on government. And you're not the base that they're looking for. They need a majority that is dependent on government handouts. They need a majority that is dependent on them, because in their mind, that's the only way they can not only amass power, but sustain power. Nobody thinks this stuff through, though. There's too many people applauding these lunatics for me to be unconcerned. There's too many people excited about the prospect of free everything and about government being your handler from, the cradle to the grave. Because most people don't understand the reality that the government that feeds you can also be the government that takes your food away. If you are dependent on someone, by the very notion that you are dependent, they can do whatever they want, knowing that you have no other place to turn to. You have no other place to go. And so when I hear, the Indian herself, or the not-so-Indian, if you will, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, none other than, talking about taking from some people to give to others in the spirit of fairness, the only question that normal people with a working brain should ask themselves is, then what's to stop you from taking yet again from those whom you gave to give to someone else? See, that's the dirty secret about communism, because this is what's being put. Every single one on that stage that had any sort of traction is a full-blown communist. If somebody writes the word socialist in an email to me, I won't even answer anymore, because this is not socialism, democratic or otherwise. It's naked communism. When you talk about taking from one group to give to another to placate the other group, not because the first group committed a crime, not because they did something wrong, but simply because they succeeded. You are punishing success. And Marx knew from the get-go that there would always be a majority of people looking for something for nothing. You would always have a majority if you promised people stuff they didn't have to earn, stuff they didn't have to pay for, stuff they didn't have to sweat for. And most people don't care where that stuff comes from. Good, punish the rich, punish the rich. Look, I'm never going to have $50 million. So to me, what Elizabeth Warren is proposing is a moot point. But for me, it's the principle of the thing. I don't care if you have $50 million, $5 million, or $5. You shouldn't be taxed for success. You shouldn't have to pay more because you succeeded, because you worked hard, because you applied yourself. Yes, because you even got lucky. I don't care. If you have it, it's yours. Pay the taxes that you owe, but I don't expect anybody to pay my way. I don't expect anybody to say, well, you know, I worked most of my life. I had two bypasses. My heart's gone. My kids don't know my name because I never saw them because I worked so much. I earned a lot of money, but here, come take it. Kamala, Senator Warren, come take my earnings. I'm glad to give you the result of the sweat of my brow, so that you could give it to someone whose only interest is, where can I find some weed and when's the latest Halo game coming out? I don't know if there's a latest Halo game coming out. I haven't played a video game since I used to play Duck Hunt on Super Nintendo with my little brothers. And that was a long time ago because we were still living in California. Look, you can't build a nation by threatening to punish success. Then what's the drive? What's the point? Why would you work harder than the other guy in order to succeed when you know that if you succeed, somebody's coming with a hammer to take out your legs? If you succeed, she of the tribe of Give Me, Elizabeth Warren, will stand there going, give me your monies. Well, she doesn't have an accent, but I'm going to make an accent anyway. Give me your monies. I must give to someone else. It's redistribution. That's the only thing that's fair. Look, I'll be honest with you. I know people who go to work at 9 a.m., if that, who go home at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and that's it. They check out until the next morning when they start all over again. They put in their hours and they're content, or at least that's all they're willing to put in. I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, working my side hustle, working my side gig. I'm making calls. I'm sending text messages. I'm trying to figure out ways to provide for my family. So if Elizabeth Warren decides that because I put in an extra 7-8 hours on top of the 8 that other people are putting in, and because she decides I should be punished for my success, I don't know how well that'll sit with the average American. Look, I'm sorry. Happiness was never a guarantee. You're allowed the pursuit of happiness. By all means, child, get up and pursue it. If you can't succeed in America, I guarantee you there is no other nation on the face of this earth where you will succeed. If you can't make ends meet in a country like America, I guarantee you there's no other nation on the face of this earth where you'll be able to make ends meet. Understand that you're blessed for having the grace to live in this country, and that there is so much opportunity in this country, it's insane. But, as always, when you promise people something for nothing, it's more appealing than waking up at 3, 4 in the morning, isn't it? Sleep in, play some games. We'll send you your check. You cash it. Just remember, vote for us. Free Stuff Incorporated. So this is the platform of the Democrat Party. And like I said, if there weren't that many enthusiastic people thinking this is a great idea, I wouldn't be concerned. But there are. And the only question that I have, the only question that keeps me up at night is it more than 50.1%? Are we over the halfway point? Is it over 50% of people who like the idea of something for nothing, of taking from another to have for themselves, even though they didn't earn it, they don't deserve it, they never worked for it? Because if we're past the halfway point, then it's only a matter of time. Eventually, they will win a presidential election. Eventually, they will win a majority in the Senate. And when these people get power, let's just say they'll be very reluctant at the thought of giving it up. Look, as far as harmless is concerned, yes, I do believe of the Democrat field right now, Joe Biden is most harmless, because he's been in politics long enough to know how far he can push his lie. These other people, especially ones like Kamala or Elizabeth Warren, these are true believers. And if these people ever get power, I think many folk will want to return their purchase and see big flashing lights saying no returns, no refunds. You picked it, now you got it, now you gotta live with it. But let's get into a little bit of the crux of it, into the nooks and crannies, if you will, as the English like to say, because it was brutal. Last night and the night before, nobody really held back. I mean, there are some in the field that don't have the wherewithal mentally to fight at a professional level. Let's put it that way. Look, I think Beto O'Rourke is just surprised and beside himself every time he steps onto a debate stage, because if he has any self-awareness at all, he realizes he's a moron. Let's face it. The fact that he could gesticulate as though he's trying to shoo away flies doesn't take away from the fact that when he opens his mouth, there's no eloquence there. And so, you know, Beto, Robert Francis himself, started going on about how we're the worst nation in the world and, you know, slavery and all that good jazz. And my only question when I saw him just golf all over himself is, why would you want to be president of such a nation? Why are you fighting tooth and nail to run a nation that you deem beneath you? Because, like it or not, most people are set in their ways. At least, you know, those my age and older. This is why the battle has so intensified over indoctrinating the young. And this is where I believe that the church, yes, we're back to the church, aren't we? The church is failing just disproportionately. Because the godless have an agenda, and you're seeing it brought to life every time you turn on the news. They're trying to propagandize children younger and younger and younger, while there's no pushback from the church. The church is so mealy-mouthed that the church is embracing the idea of children transitioning their biological sex as early as 3, 4, and 5 years old, of being shot up with hormones so that the natural progression of their maturity is stopped and stilted. Church, silent on it. Oh, that's so brave. Look, the things that are starting to come out regarding these parasite parents whose only desire is their own fame, no matter how much they harm their children, is disgusting to the point that if you have a full stomach, you're going to seek a bucket. There's a family out in California that had a biological boy and a biological girl. Now, you know, that whole, I have one child and he thinks she's a she, that's been played out. So this family decided to up the ante. Guess what? Wouldn't you know it? Both children were born in the wrong gender. So the boy is transitioning to be a girl. The girl is transitioning to be a boy. One of them's 8 and one of them's 3. Now, any rational human being can sit down with a piece of paper and do a little bit of math. The whole transgender movement that has been just overly inflated, when you break it down, when the numbers start to, you know, be jotted on paper, if you will, the entire quote-unquote transgender community makes up 0.5% of the entire population. Not even 1%. 0.5%. Yes, at least 0.5% of people in this nation have mental disorders and think that they are a different gender. If you take that 0.5%, distribute it to the 330 million people here, and then run the numbers as to what the odds would be for 2 children to have gender dysphoria in one family, it would be like winning the Powerball 17 or 20 times in a row every week. It is mathematically impossible. Never mind improbable, impossible. But like I said, they look at all the other kids that were transgender and go, hey, we'll just be one among the many. I know a way where we can be famous too. So let's take our offspring, the children that God gave us, the children for which we are responsible, both physically and spiritually and mentally, and let's convince them that they're not the gender they were born. You mean just one, right? No, that would be silly. That's like everybody else. There's that 8-year-old autistic kid that his parents, you know, sending him to strip clubs so that, you know, perverted pedophiles can stick dollar bills in his, you know, underwear. So, you know, that's that whole one child thing's played out. But Now hear me, honey, but what if our son transitions to a girl and our daughter transitions to a boy? That'd make headlines for sure. Again, I got some pushback from a program I did a couple weeks ago where I insisted that parents who put their children through this sort of destruction, because I can't think of another word. There is no other word that aptly describes what these people are doing to their children than destruction. Any parent who puts their child through this sort of destruction ought not to be a parent. They should have their children taken away. And somebody with big, strong arms and a giant hammer needs to come in and do some work on their kneecaps and on their hands. I still stand by that. It's when you just look at the suicide rate, never mind anything else, all of the data that's coming out, because this is a new thing. This is something new that has popped on the horizon, because the whole story and narrative was about homosexuals. That's already come and gone. Churches are waving rainbow flags as though there was no tomorrow. So now they needed a new victim, and that is transgenderism now. You look at the statistics starting to come out just for the suicide rate of these people. You can't help but feel empathy and go, don't, why would you talk your child into something like this? Why would you actively, voluntarily destroy your child's future for 5 minutes of fame because ABC or NBC or CNN will send a camera crew to your house so you can talk about how brave people say you are? It's dastardly. So back to the propaganda. These people realized that the younger you could propagandize a child, the better it will stick. There are people my age who got fed the whole global warming nonsense when they were young, and they refuse to have children now because in their minds they still believe they're saving the planet. Oh, we can't bring children. We're saving the planet, global warming. And then you try to point out the fallacies. You try to point out the inaccuracies. You try to point out the fact that Al Gore, former vice president, said at 2008, the polar ice caps would be melted and we'd all grow gills, otherwise we would drown. It's almost 2020. The ice caps are still there. But nobody seems to put two and two together and conclude that this is all a farce. Look, they were having a global warming summit somewhere in Italy. It was 114 private jets showed up and a handful of mega yachts because they wanted to discuss global warming, the thing that is destroying the planet. If you truly believe that global warming is destroying the planet, why are you flying in a private jet, you hypocrite? Why are you putzing around the sea with in a giant mega yacht? But see, to these people, it's not. Global warming's the facade. It's about control. It's about getting you to abdicate your rights. It's about getting you to abdicate your freedoms in the hope that you will contribute to saving the planet. The planet's been here far longer than mankind. It'll continue to spin long after we're gone. The fact that we think for a second we can affect it in any way just reveals our own hubris. Now, as I stated, the church has failed because there has been no pushback on the propaganda that is being just thrown out in every area of existence, from public schools to children's cartoons to children's shows to radio to commercials. Show me one commercial that doesn't have at least a homosexual couple, a transgender kid, and all these other things. Now, homosexuals make up 2% of the population, transgenders 0.5%, and yet every commercial apparently has to establish the narrative that this is the new normal. If you don't have two daddies and if you don't have two mommies, then you're not normal anymore. If your name's Bobby, but, you know, you don't go by Edith, and you don't try your mama's makeup on once in a while, well, you're not normal anymore. Because we've redefined normal. And it's only going to get worse. So don't look at any of the Democrat contenders to be the voice of reason, because their base is so far gone, they need a roadmap just to find normalcy again. But the one thing that I didn't expect, at least this soon, is that many of the Democrat contenders started taking jabs at Barack Hussein Obama himself. That was the twist I didn't see coming. Because I expected them to stab at Joe. Joe Biden right now is the front runner. They need to basically whittle them down so that they have a chance. But they started taking shots at their Messiah. The man who would cause the oceans to recede just because he was elected. Look, if you go back and read some of the speeches that Obama gave, you'll begin to understand his mindset and understand just how frustrated he is now because he couldn't complete what he started out to do. Now, all the contenders, save for Joe, because, you know, Joe's sort of tied to Obama's ankle. You can't get away from that anchor. They started taking swipes. And you know who's the most displeased with the fact that the contenders started taking swipes at Obama? The media. The media is beside itself. They're angry and discombobulated because they dared to point out that the emperor has no clothes. They dared to point out that Obama was a doofus as president. And oh, they're angry. And so I guarantee you, from now on until it gets whittled down, everyone who dared to attack Obama is going to get brutalized by the media. But let's get to the article. Democrats challenged former Vice President Joe Biden during CNN's Democrat presidential debate on Wednesday, but in the process, they criticized former President Barack Hussein Obama. Everybody, clutch your pearls. Someone dared to criticize Barack Obama. Isn't that racist? It's racist, isn't it? How dare you criticize Obama? How dare you criticize Congressman Cummings? That's racist. It doesn't matter that billions of dollars have gone into his city just to disappear. It doesn't matter that people are having to beat rats off of their sleeping children. That the drug epidemic is just a brush fire waiting to explode. that there's entire neighborhoods Do you realize how racist it is for someone to say, don't point out the faults, don't point out the things that they're doing wrong because they're black? So? Well, it's racist. No! They're not doing wrong because they're black. They're doing wrong because they're incompetent, because they're charlatans. From Obama to Cummings to, who is it, Maxine herself. It's incompetence. It has nothing to do with skin color. And if we can't criticize people when they do a bad job just because their pigment is darker than ours, then it's never going to get rectified. The issue will never get solved. The problem will never get fixed. And they're more than happy to run under the umbrella of racism. Rather than Representative Cummings answering what they did with, what, $6 billion, maybe even more. Rather than understanding that he's being called on the carpet for the fact that his constituency is living in rat-infested hovels. That's racist. How dare you? How dare you? That's racist. No, nobody mentioned race except for the Democrats. And right now, they're doing the same thing with Obama. Oh, if you dare point out the fact that under Obama, the economy was trash, that unemployment was 8-some%, that people felt worse about the future of their nation than ever in its history, you're racist. No, I'm not. Because you know what? Nancy Pelosi is doing an equally horrible job in her district that Elijah Cummings is doing in his. Last time I checked, Nancy isn't black. She's just incompetent. She's a thief, a charlatan, and a liar. Because all these people that are lifers in politics that have been reelected to office countless times. Every single one has a grift. Every single one has somebody that dips into their pocket, and when the hand comes out, what's left in there is a big old stack of greenbacks. Understand that very few people get into politics nowadays with the right motives. Most of them get in there because they can take the power they have as an elected official and parlay it into profit. That is the truth of it. And this is why the whole administration of Donald Trump is scaring these lifers to no end. This is why they're willing to do anything just to get rid of him. But back to the story of when Democrats attack Democrats. When those who aspire to be in the ruling class mercilessly attack those that were once in the ruling class. So, Democrats like New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, oh my, have you ever seen a more communist than Mayor Bill de Blasio. But Democrats, like New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, criticize Democrats for continuing to support the concept of private insurance. There's this mythology that somehow all of these folks are in love with their insurance in America, he said. So, Bill, I know you are a full-throated communist, and you may not understand this, but some 190 million families in this country are covered by employer insurance. Those regarding which you are speaking amount for about 10 million people. So the genius of Mayor Bill de Blasio is this. He would gladly upturn the lives of 190 million people to include 10 million people into a lackluster program which will implode immediately because most hospitals, if forced to, you know, go into single payer, would shut their doors. I know of what I speak because I come from a country where we have what amounts to single payer. And the only thing flourishing right now are private clinics. Because rather than go and wait 20 weeks as they have to in Canada to get the results or get tested or see a doctor, people will go out of pocket to go because, hey, there's a lump. Something's hurting. I'm throwing up blood. I can't wait 20 weeks. So I'll pay out of pocket for somebody to see me, tell me what I've got, and give me a prescription. But if Bill de Blasio wants to turn the whole country into another New York, I'm sad for this country already, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, Obama's former secretary for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro, he's still in the race. Can you believe it? He's still in the race. Criticized Obama's former Department of Homeland Security, saying that his concern about decriminalizing crossing the border illegally was merely a right-wing talking point. Is it? When every single candidate running for the Democrat ticket is insisting that this is the path we must take, where we decriminalize those crossing the border illegally. Please see Elizabeth Warren, because she made the most impassioned point. She is the one that stuck her head out the farthest regarding decriminalizing illegal crossers. He also criticized the Obama administration for high rates of deportation of illegal immigrants, challenging Joe Biden for failing to intervene. Again, I will allow that some of these candidates do not know the dictionary definition of illegal. I will allow that their mental deficiency is such wherein it's very difficult for them to grasp the notion of illegality. Now, illegal means not lawful. Not lawful means that whatever you are doing is punishable by law. Please consider the following if you happen to be a citizen of these United States. We want to decriminalize those who are breaking the law and no longer apply the law to their illegality. But you, as an American citizen, have to follow every dot and tittle of the law. Otherwise, you will be summarily arrested, tried, and imprisoned. got it better in this country. Those here lawfully or those here illegally? From the perspective of individuals like Julian Castro and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Elizabeth the Indian Warren herself. If you have to abide by the law as a taxpaying citizen, and those who just run across the border willy-nilly don't have to abide by the law, nor do they pay taxes. Because, look, I grew up in a community of immigrants. I know how people's mindset are. Believe me, I am an immigrant too. Most people who come here don't come to assimilate. They come to work and send money back home. And it's been proven that countless billions, with a B, are flowing back to Mexico and Guatemala and all these other nations that are still getting aid from us on the back end, that are sending their best and brightest. That was facetious, by the way, if you don't know how to use indoor plumbing. You're probably not among the best and brightest. But these people have no shame. Look, it should be obvious to everyone what exactly they're gearing towards. It should be obvious to everyone what it is that they want. They want to flood the nation with people who will be wholly dependent on the system. Once people are wholly dependent on the system, then they will remain in power in perpetuity. And because those dependent on the system will make up a majority, they will tax the hardworking individual to the point wherein either they drop dead of a coronary, or they just throw their hands up and become, like all the others, dependent on government. And that is what communism is. Total dependency on government. Welcome to 2019. 2020 is going to be fun. But the year's not over yet. So let's go back to, you know, the stabs they took at Obama and Biden. De Blasio also pressed Biden on why he did not advise Obama to slow deportation during the administration. Did you say how those deportations were a good idea, or did you go to the president and say, this is a mistake, we shouldn't do it? Why? Why is it a mistake? Is it a mistake to insist that people come here lawfully? Is it a mistake that we send back people who decide to jump the line while hundreds of thousands of people are waiting patiently, having filled out paperwork, paid taxes to get that paperwork filed with the Department of State so that they can get approved for a visa? Why is it a mistake, Bill? Please do share. Biden defended Obama for trying to pass comprehensive immigration reform, but vowed that he would absolutely not resume similar deportation rates as the Obama administration. Why? Pourquoi? Because when people flood across the border without being thoroughly vetted, without knowing who's coming in, then you're going to start getting what they just saw in Germany. German city rocked after a Kazakh man hacked to death by Syrian migrant in broad daylight. Germany's got open borders. A local news bureau reported shock in the German city of Stuttgart, after a 36-year-old man was hacked to death with what appeared to be a katana-type sword in the middle of the street on Wednesday afternoon. The attack took place in front of dozens of witnesses and was filmed by passersby on mobile phones from multiple angles and saw a man, a 36-year-old German resident of Kazakhstan origin, lying on the floor and being repeatedly hacked and stabbed with a sword. Yes. The perpetrator fled the scene on a bicycle, fast getaway, and was given chase by police officers supported by a helicopter. The suspect was reported by regional newspaper Nyurur to be a 20-year-old man of Syrian migrant origin who arrived in Germany in 2015. So, how many of these types of things will we have to start seeing before the average citizen wakes up to the reality of what is happening and what the entire lineup of these 20 fools is attempting to usher in? I understand we're busy people with busy lives, but some things deserve our attention, especially if you have children, especially if you have grandchildren. These things deserve your attention. So yes, the knives have come out. The entire field has started hacking away. Let's see who survives. Right now, I don't have a favorite. I think they're all despicable human beings. But one of them has to come out on top. And then that person, wounded and bleeding, will have to go head-to-head with a very arrested Donald Trump. 2020, kids, 2020. All right, thank you for joining us. It has been a slice. Join us next week. I don't know if we'll be live, but if we will, I'll let you know. If not, it'll be a fresh recording. This has been the Light of Truth Radio broadcast. I appreciate your prayers, appreciate your support for Hand of Help, because this is a arm, this is a ministry of Hand of Help. And so by helping them, you're helping us, even though I do this, you know, as unto God. But thank you again. God bless you. And Gino, if you have anything to say, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mike. With not only our political agenda, but seeing what's going on, like McDonald's trying to sell prize with gay pride symbols on it. This shows you we got to be proactive. We've got to be urgent. We've got to defend the faith. And that means action, proactivity. And definitely we got to vote. And so keep praying for this broadcast. I would urge you even to consider getting out the Wake Up America message and message to people. Because we have this window of time to really blow a trumpet and to tell people, you know, it's time to let the Lord blow his trumpet and alert the church to stand up, speak up, and rise up. God's house is critical to the next election. So God bless you so much, and have a great night.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.